Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Our next conversation is a rather peculiar one. I never thought I'd be talking about the business of condoms ever on the show. But the truth is, it speaks to a significant need within society and communities, right? In order to make sure that South Africans are able to practice safe sex. There are ongoing concerns from the Department of Health that has warned the public about the presence of fake condoms on the market. And it's asked for people to be on the lookout for any unusual sales of these products. Now, this raises significant concerns, especially when it comes to our spaza shops, where we already know there's been red flags raised in terms of the quality of food, but now a fear of counterfeit condoms. To tell us more, we're joined on the line by Evian Bell, the CEO of Quantumed. This is a company that is an importer and seller of high-quality condoms and lubrication in South Africa. Evian, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening, and good evening to all your listeners. Thank you for having me.
This is a very interesting side of the business of health, but a very important one as well, right? And maybe let's just talk about the, you know, quality of condoms. I've often heard reports that we don't actually manufacture condoms in South Africa. Is that true? And maybe give us just an understanding of how much or how many condoms we import versus those that have the potential to be created here.
Okay, so with regards to manufacturing in South Africa, I'm not 100% sure on any manufacturers or fully functional manufacturers in South Africa. We did have a couple a few years ago. But yeah, there was a bit of issues back then. So that quickly came to an end. So majority of your condoms in South Africa actually get imported. Actually pretty much, dare I say, close to almost 100%. But obviously that figures to be studied. Let's put it that way.
Got you. And maybe just out of interest, in terms of your business in particular, before we, you know, talk about the concerns about the counterfeits, help us understand, you know, the level of quality, the assessment, the controls, and maybe even the markets and kind of products that you bring in.
Okay, so I mean, as you can imagine, with any healthcare products, it goes through such a stringent quality assurance process, right? Provided that it is manufactured correctly. So, you know, if you're looking at the chain, the value chain, so from the manufacturing all the way down to, you know, where the person purchases the condom off the shelf in a shop, you know, you've got four different, I can break it down into four different categories for you. So it being the manufacturing, the distribution, the importation and regulatory compliance, and then finally retail. Okay. So when you manufacture a condom, you've got a select amount of materials that you can utilize. All right, so you need high quality latex if it's going to be a latex condom. If we've also got non-latex condoms, which is for people that are allergic to latex, and those are usually made of polyurethane. And so the manufacturer needs to source these basically medical grade materials. Okay, so that's to ensure that, you know, it's a strong substance, the elasticity is up to par, all of that kind of stuff. Then it shifts into your quality assurance. So the manufacturers have to follow strict ISO rules, CE, FDA, depending on the type of guidelines and who they're going to be selling to, all right, to the various countries. And then there goes through a random batch tests. So burst tests, electronic pinhole detections, elasticity checks, things like that. And then it gets packaged. Once it's been tested and everything's been passed, then it gets packaged individually into the sealed foil wrappers that everyone knows, and it's marked with batch numbers or lot numbers, expiry dates, manufacturers' names, et cetera, and obviously the design of the box and whatnot, okay? Then it gets distributed across the world globally to the wholesalers or distributors, so that's who we are as Quantumed. So we are bulk wholesalers or distributors. So what happens is we will bring in the bulk product of it, okay? And we've got to go through regulatory compliance, all right? So whether that's SAPRA, FDA, ISO, SABS, whatever the case may be.
So there's quite a process, right? Just in terms of making sure that there's regulatory approval and that it ticks all the boxes to be healthy and effective for use.
100%. And then including on top of that, the proper documentation such as certificates of analysis, compliance certificates, you know, your shipping records, things like that. Okay. So that's what we have to deal with. All right. So that's those regulatory compliances that we need to do. All right. Then sometimes even the border control will do testing themselves. So they'll take random samples at times and do a product integrity test. And obviously the non-compliant products are either destroyed or returned back to the country of origin. Once it's passed all of that, then it can be distributed to the retailers, all right? So that's your pharmacies, your supermarkets, online shopping platforms, you know, things like that, all right? It's there where the verified distributors, so retailers need to verify their distributors that, you know, that chain has been followed. And that's sort of where I've picked up that there's been a little bit of an issue around how counterfeit products have sort of entered the market is to say that not everyone's doing their checks and balances. We're importing inferior products and it's being put on the shop's shelves, right? So from that perspective, I can't tell you from where these condoms have come from.
Sure.
But from a manufacturer's perspective, there's so many different checks. So who's manufacturing these? It's beyond me. I have no idea because your very well-known brands are not going to release condoms that are of inferior quality.
Yeah.
That would completely destroy and tarnish their reputations.
Definitely. And maybe this is a valid point to jump in here, Evian, and I'm so appreciative that you've given us an understanding of the value chain, because sometimes we just see these you know, condoms on the shelf, but we don't fully know what the backstory is for it to get there and the approvals to make sure that they're healthy and safe for use by human beings and South Africans overall. I'm keen to understand the big question many South Africans will have top of their mind right now is, how do you actually spot a fake condom over an original?
Okay, so there's a few measures that the general public can do when purchasing condoms. So as I mentioned earlier, they can look for the manufacturing details, okay? So that's the official details. So it should be listed somewhere on the box or somewhere on the foil packaging of the condom.
And what will it say? Is there a number? Is there a place we're looking for? Is there a brand name? Or I don't know.
So usually what will happen is it'll say manufactured by, or it'll say a product of. Gotcha. So let's just say, for example, my brand is Quantumed, right? So it'll say Quantumed, a brand of Quantumed Personal Health, gotcha, manufactured by X, Y, and Z. And it'll say whatever country it's from, right? So usually it'll say specifically where it's or who's the manufacturer, okay? And then it goes to a lot number check. So there's lot numbers or batch numbers. People call it different things. Anyway, so that lot number is used for traceability purposes. So that's sort of where, you know, it's like a number plate of a car. I heard you talking about cars earlier.
Yes.
You know, so that's sort of, that number plate is linked to that car with that VIN number, and that person's the owner. The same sort of thing is with the traceability of these lot numbers. It says, okay, Quantumed is the distributor of X, Y, and Z's products from manufacturer X, Y, and Z. So that's what your lot number would tell us, okay? But they need to make sure that there's a lot number or batch number. They also need to just do the general checks of making sure, you know, that it's got an expiry date or a manufacturing date. All your condoms that are genuine have all of this information.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah. So it's put on the box and it's usually put on the foil. If it's not on the one, it's usually on the other, but usually it happens on both. Then from the box details, the general public should be looking for any defects or unusual markings that don't seem quite right. So, you know, word spacing, or, you know, we get these fake spam mails, you know, the English is incorrect, or whatever language it's supposed to be in is incorrect. You should be looking for that kind of stuff. Weird fonts that are used that isn't aligned to that corporate or that company's corporate identity. alignment of logos or images on the boxes or on the condom packaging itself. And then finally, the certification mark. So whether it's an SABS mark, a CE, an FDA, an ISO, whatever the case may be. The problem is that these guys can mimic these things. So they can create these boxes. They can create all of this stuff. And they do this stuff. And that's why it becomes so difficult to detect just from a visual perspective from the box or the condom packaging itself. That's why the best way thereafter, if it's completely passed you through all of those checks, then it would be you need to actually feel the condom itself. So when the male or the female takes the condom out of its packaging, it should be a lubricant, a well-lubricated condom. And smooth to the touch. Mm-hmm. Unless it's a ribbed or dotted, then it should feel ribbed and dotted, but it should still be well lubricated. And not this brittle or strange textures throughout the condom itself.
Got you.
And then even further to that, the smell. So the condoms are either made of natural latex or have a polyurethane smell. So you'll smell that sort of rubbery type smell, but it's not a potent smell. It's very subtle. And if it's a scented condom or a flavored condom, so like strawberry or orange or something like that, then it'll have that scent on it.
Gotcha.
Usually you find the fake counterfeit ones have this very strong synthetic or sour or even musky smell. So I think of like a Clue or something like that. That's how they would smell.
Sure.
So that's probably the best way in terms of checks, that's from the shelf that you can do as the general public all the way to actually the moment you need to use it.
Got you.
That you can
briefly,
do.
Where do we report this? I know we're running over time. Report this? Should South Africans have their suspicions or actually identify a fake condom? Who do we report it to?
It's a good question, but I would report it to SABS, so the South African Bureau of Standards.
Yep.
I would report it to SAPRA, so they are a regulatory authority that we all answer to.
Gotcha.
So those guys are probably your best bet, because they usually know who are legitimate manufacturers or distributors in the country.
Perfect. Evian, we'll have to wrap it there, but I'm so intrigued by this conversation because it really does give us a different perspective in terms of understanding the business side of condoms, which is really a very important aspect in terms of public safety, health as well, against STIs, HIV and other infections, but also assist many people with adequate sexual health. Thank you so much. This is not the end of this conversation. We certainly will build up on it. That's Evian Bell, who is the CEO of Quantum Med, who has joined us this evening. They are an importer of and supply of high-quality condoms and lubrication in South Africa. So be careful out there, guys. There is a concern around counterfeit condoms being sold at various puzzle shops and other retailers. It's not quite clear how they get into the system just yet, but be mindful. Your health could be on the line here.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.